You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The following podcast was recorded on July 11th, 2021. Between 9 a.m. and 9:24 a.m. Events occur in real time. 24 But here in Post Show Recaps, we're having the worst day ever. It's 24 Worst Day Ever podcast. We're talking about season one of 24. It's the 6 to 7 a.m. hour. Emily Fox, Daylight and Betrayals.
So many things happened. So much to talk about. We got to get going.
A lot of like incredible Emily Fox having like huge, oh my God, reactions.
Listen, there was a lot of twists and turns.
You know, more and more, this is sort of what's going on though, right? Like, yeah. I think every single passing week, you are having these like, they can't do that. Oh my God, they did that. Oh, they're not going to do that. I knew they weren't going to do that. Like, you've been definitely hooting and hollering as the clock has kept ticking here. On 24, Fox.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm very overwhelmed by all of the things that have been happening, but I'm also excited to keep going. I kind of wanted us to just barrel through and keep watching.
This was a bingeable show before like the binge TV era. This is like the binge TV show.
Totally.
We've definitely had the question of like, is it hard to not binge? Yes.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
Increasingly so. It's going to get more challenging.
As the time wears on.
Lots of reversals this week, Emily. I feel like there were characters who you were like really excited about who you usually don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had a few yes, Terry moments this week.
She's got to pull through.
Then a character that you liked, you're like, no, why would you do that? Definitely a few of these moments. I feel like also maybe. The needle is turning for you as far as Tony Almeida.
Listen, you have to be a little agnostic to enjoy this show. You can't be on any one character side for too long.
Your loyalties must be flexible.
Yes.
It is definitely an important trait if you want to like really enjoy the show because people die. People get killed.
Or do they?
People get killed or do they? Well, they absolutely do.
Yes.
It just maybe hasn't fully happened for you yet, but they're for sure totally lots of people are going to die. All right, let's get into the episode. It's the 6 to 7 a.m. episode, and we begin with the assassin who would be Martin Belkin.
Yes.
The photographer who was killed in the plane crash at the start of the series, and this guy who's now like wearing his face, and he's going to be going to...
It was a real face-off moment, except with your eyes.
It kind of is a face-off moment. This guy has like remodeled his face, it looks like, after this guy, but he's now putting on contact lenses
handle it.
Well, so like the camera's like right on, we open on an eye. Like the camera is like right on the dude's eye as he's putting contact lenses in. It's a non-starter for me.
I'm surprised you kept going with the show. That's enough to really turn you off forever.
So my first episode of 24 comes not the following episode, but I think the episode after that. I think episode 9 of 24 is my first episode of 24 ever. And then I found a way to like go back and watch what I had missed.
So at that point I was in.
And I was like, no. But yeah, this dude's putting on contact lenses. I'm like,
I'll
never do that.
One thing Josh Wigler has is an eye phobia that cannot be contained.
Contact lenses, no go.
No way.
Great. He puts the contact lenses on. You see him do this for both eyes. Like, you see him, like, literally put the contact. And it's not just, like, a side shot. It's, like, it's full on the eyeball.
Josh, we don't have enough time for this.
As the contact lens is going, it's terrible.
You guys know how contact lenses work, right?
Yeah. I just need to stress that it was really awful to watch. Gaines tells the guy, get going. You're going to get stuck in traffic.
Gaines is crazy.
Gaines is the best.
And then I laughed and said, there's no traffic in this show. Aside from an almost pile up later, but
there
we'll get to that.
There is almost a, Nina, watch out! Who taught you how to drive, Nina? It was you, Jack. Jack's in traffic. There's some cops. He's thinking about talking to them, and then Gaines is like, don't talk to the cops,
Jack.
Yeah,
we have to remember that Jack is bugged.
Yeah.
So he's just following whatever rules Gaines has set for him.
Yes. I left something for you under the visor.
I was thinking about what if he didn't leave something by accident, and Jack's like,
there's nothing here.
Yeah, and then Gaines would be like, could you check the glove compartment?
Maybe
the center console?
I was thinking, I left something for you under your visor. And Jack's like, I don't have a hat here. It's in the glove compartment. Put it on. Yeah. He makes Jack wear a visor for the rest of the day. Jack Bauer, Kiefer Sutherland in like 2001, like has this like blonde hair that looks like he would fit on a tennis court. Though.
Yeah, one of those like faux visors.
Yeah, he's kind of got Guy Fieri hair is the color. Maybe that was why I went for the bleach blonde
look. He'll play him in the biopic
at the end
one day.
Of high school. Guy will play Kiefer or Kiefer will play Guy?
Kiefer will play Guy.
I like Guy playing Kiefer. All right, back at CTU, Milo Pressman, a.k.a. Eric Balfour, a.k.a. Dirt Lip.
Yes.
Emily's one of Emily's childhood crushes. I don't want to just pigeonhole it as you had one.
I had so many crushes. It's a little scary.
But you loved him. What was your exposure to him again?
I watched him on, what was it? 6 Feet Under.
And that, Gabriel Demas?
Yeah, he's like not a good guy on that show.
He's a bad guy. He's a dark dude. And that was the guy you liked?
I remember just being like, oh, he's pretty cool. But I think I watched one episode of it when he wasn't creepy yet.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
No, he was always kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Gabriel Demas.
Whatever.
That's what Nathaniel Fisher says. He's like stoned at the dinner table. He goes, Gabriel Demas. I remember that. We got to get back into 6 Feet Under someday, Fox. We abandoned our rewatch. Mm. Your first watch, my rewatch. Or I guess it wasn't your first watch. You lied to me.
Josh.
I'm learning something new.
Go.
Okay, we don't have time.
We don't have time. Hurry.
All right, 6:05 in the morning.
Yeah, we're only at 6:05. Go.
Keith Palmer is running. David's like, hey you. We got to talk. We got to go to the breakfast and we got to tell everybody about the accident.
And Keith is
like,
no. Why would I do that?
He's not feeling it. He's not really hyped about it.
Frankly, I know that that's the honest thing to do, but I would be like, nah.
He's
I'm good.
Emily, you got to do the right thing. And David Palmer's just trying to do the right thing here.
I know, but he was the last to know.
He was
doing the right thing. It's a little late.
It's a little late. He was the last to know. He's like, won't you do this with me? And Keith like laughs in his face and then starts crying and then he runs away. And so you see him running away. And as he's running away, he's crying. Meanwhile, Kim is helping Rick clean and once again saying, Rick, get me out of here.
Yeah.
That should be the name of this show. Rick, get me out of here. Because that's like the only thing she ever says to Rick anymore.
They've become unlikely allies, but they're also stuck in like a really preposterous situation that neither one of them really anticipated. Yeah. So
he says, this place is like a prison. I can't get you out. And she goes, people break out of prison all the time. And some studio executives at Fox are listening to that. They're like, oh, we've got a show. And
Prison Break would launch just
a year or so later.
Do you think he thought about fashioning some chess pieces out of some of the rocks that he was carving out of the side of the building?
I thought that
hidden behind a Rita Hayworth poster.
For a second there, I was like, oh, Emily remembers Prison Break decently well. And then I was like,
wait,
are there chess pieces in Prison Break?
Is that
how? No, she's Shawshanking. She's Shawshanking.
I was going to say, is that the only way to get out of prison?
She's Shawshanking.
If you're fashioning
right now
a chessboard, watch out.
All right, at 6:08:23, and we are 7 minutes and 45 seconds on the clock at this point for us. Gaines wants Jack to replace this key card that Milo's working on. And Jack's like, what? That's going to be hard to do.
But his sleight of hand's so good.
And Jack's like trying to like talk to Nina and stuff. And then Gaines is on. He's like, Jack, don't talk to anybody. Remember, I can hear all the conversations you're having.
I can see you too.
I can see everything.
Don't write on that paper.
Don't write on the paper, Jack.
Shred it. Shred it now.
Nina,
or your daughter dies.
Nina tells Jack, like, where have you been? I've been trying to tell you. We ID'd the body. His name's Alan York. Jack Bauer's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And he runs upstairs. He says, "Who's? If that's Alan York, then who's the man with my wife?" And Gaines has this great line where he says, he's not an accountant from the valley. That's for sure. It's not good.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good. So Jack and Gaines are getting into a tiff. Gaines, like, shoots a gun to, like, let Jack know that's the last sound his family are going to hear. And he says, all right, so do this in a way that doesn't implicate yourself. And then he calls Alan York, a.k.a. Kevin. That's what we know his name is now.
A likely story.
Kevin Mahadeo is shook. He calls Kevin, says Bauer's wife knows you're not Alan. Be careful.
But he just left a voicemail because they have very spotty service.
They're on Mulholland, about a mile out from Coldwater.
Is that how we say it? I thought it was like Mulholland.
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 Am I saying it wrong? Mulholland.
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 Mulholland. They're on Mulholland, about a mile from Coldwater. And Terry's like, oh, I'm going to throw up. He's like, okay, here's a barf bag. No, I don't like a barf bag. Why not? They're useful. Oh, because I can smell the barf. Just pull over, Alan. And so he pulls over, and she, like, runs up a, like, a tiny hill. And he's like, is she escaping?
Well, he doesn't know any different at first because he hasn't gotten the voicemail. But then he checks his voicemail while he's waiting for her, and he hears this, and he goes, oh, crap.
Yeah, it's spotty. The voicemail he gets, it's like it's not like the full picture, but he gets enough.
What if the wrong words cut out where it was like, she doesn't know. Keep going.
Yeah. Alan, be careful. Terry really likes you.
Yeah, exactly.
And so he goes looking for Terry. Terry knocks him out. They have a scuffle. He throws the car keys really far away, so she doesn't have a chance of just, like, driving off. But he does get knocked unconscious, and it takes about 5 minutes. At 6:17:08 after commercial break, five minutes later, she has tied him to a tree, but there is no service.
I kind of feel like he definitely has firearms, and she should have just pulled something.
Probably true. We've got 15 minutes, not quite left on the clock. A little less than 15 minutes.
All right, let's
go. We're really not making great time.
Go.
Rick comes to Gaines. Hey, Gaines, can I leave yet? No.
Keep going.
Is it, can I go? No.
No. I have more tasks for you. And I said, why doesn't he give him a task like trim the bushes or something?
I believe your exact quote was prune the bushes and then you could go. and so at this point,
do Rick, a little landscaping. We need the manpower. You work wonders with a shovel.
At this point, Rick knows, oh, God, he's not going to let me out of here. At 6:19, Jack Bauer is really getting it from Gaines. You got to switch the key card now, Jack. So it's like, okay, I'll figure it out. At 6:21, David Palmer and Nicole Palmer, he's, you know, making the tour. He's talking to his family like, this is bad. You guys left me out of this. I now know the story's coming out. Like,
this
I think
impending breakfast is going to be wild.
We got to get in front of it. And the breakfast is coming up soon. Nicole's like, all right, okay. I don't love it, but I'm in. And David's like, if you get hard questions, send them my way. David Palmer, the best. Absolute best guy. Jack Bauer goes to Milo Pressman, Eric Balfour, Dirt Lip, Gabriel Demas. He's working on the computer. He's trying to get the key card to go. He knocks, Jack knocks all of his nuts all over. Doesn't sound great. Jack knocks his nuts on the keyboard.
He's a snacker, a prolific snacker.
And they are Milo's nuts. Jack knocks Milo's nuts on the computer keyboard. I'm trying to make
my nuts.
I'm trying to make this sound better.
Why did you knock them everywhere?
My nuts. Oh, my God. We're halfway through the podcast.
Go.
So he then swaps out the key
sleight of hand. Here he goes.
Sleight of hand plus five to that roll. He is able to. He crits 20. He gets 25. And Gaines on the line is like, oh, that's my boy. And so that's what's going on there. 5 minutes later, Milo's having trouble with the key card. Rightfully so. It's a different key card. And you'll notice that Jamie, who is the techie at CTU, comes to Milo and helps him. And it seems to work. Key point.
Remember that little asterisk.
Yeah. Alan is with Terry. He's like, stop yelling. Could you stop yelling for help? I'll take you to where you need to go. I'll take you to Kimberly.
No.
She's like, you'll kidnap me and take me to Kimberly. Are
he's
you going
like,
to knock
he's
me
like,
out again?
Yeah, probably.
At 6:31 and 28 seconds in the morning, Jack is in his office lovingly stroking a beautiful headshot of Terry Bauer on his desk.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought this up.
It's just very important because it was a great... So if you could only be in the room with us, Emily Fox emitted an incredible giggle at that. Jack is calling all these different people. Gaines like, now call this guy, get priority clearance to the breakfast. Okay, I called him. Who do you want me to call? Division. Tell them you're gonna be busy for a while. All right, who do you want me to call? Call Weird Al Yankovic. Why am I calling Weird Al Yankovic? I don't know, Jack. You're CTU. You gotta have access to all the celebrities. I'm a big Weird Al fan.
Oh my god. Call Domino's. Order a 555.
Get a 555 deal, send it to this, and just wait, no, oh, that's your address, I'm coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Rick comes to Kim, he's got like this idea for how they can get out of there, he draws like a map on the floor.
He chalks it.
And then this dude walks in who happens to be in Prison Break.
Oh, really?
The name of the actor is, it's Silas Weir Mitchell. Let's see if I get that right on the first show. Yes, Silas Weir Mitchell is the name of the actor.
What a flex.
Played Haywire.
Oh, I know who this
played
guy
Haywire
is.
Played Haywire on Prison Break. We've
okay,
got
move
10
on.
Minutes left.
Go.
And so Rick is Kim like pulls Rick in to make it look like Rick is assaulting her. And Rick's like, can I have 5 minutes to assault Kim Bauer? The guy's like, yeah, 4 minutes though. And so he leaves. Milo then figures out that the key card is different. He tells Nina, hey, the key card is different. She's like, how is that possible? You've been here the whole time. He's like, well, actually, Jack Bauer knocked my nuts on the keyboard. Jack Bauer knocked my nuts on the keyboard. And so potentially, they're literal peanuts, guys. Knocked my nuts on the keyboard.
That's not nice to him.
And so Nina
could have been cashews.
They could have been cashews. Nina comes upstairs like, hey, what's going on? Jack's like, I gotta put you at gunpoint. Oh, no, Nina, you came too close.
Here, put on my sweet coat.
Put this coat on. I've got you at gunpoint. She comes upstairs and Gaines is like, do something about this, Jack. And so he pulls a gun on her and Gaines is like, what are you doing, Jack? You can't do this. This is too extreme even for me. And so Jack has her put on a jacket. It's a key detail. He walks her out of CTU and Tony's like, hey, where are you guys going? Why do you guys keep going? Why doesn't anyone tell me what's going on? All right? Somebody just tell me what's going on.
I just love the perpetual shot of Tony Almeida where he's always looking into a folder and he's hunched over a little and then turns his head to the side.
I think, Emily,
to
what
observe.
Did you say? Like, does Tony Almeida ever move straight up and down?
Yeah, he doesn't stand straight up and down. Like, he's always got a bit of like a bend to
him. He's got a little bit of a bend. He's a bendy guy, Tony Almeida.
Listen, that soul patch is a lot to carry on that
At
pace.
6:42, Terry does get a call into Jack Bauer's cell phone. Some hapless doctor picks it up. He's like, oh, I just found it in the parking lot. Do you want me to call the cops? No! Because Jack said, call the cops. They may be in on it. It would be bad.
Yeah.
So she calls CTU. She gets through to Jamie.
Our tech whiz.
And says, hey, Jamie, let me tell you absolutely everything that's going on.
Writes down where she is.
Mulholland, a mile east of Coldwater. She's like, all right, I'll send some CTU agents, for sure CTU agents, to come and get you.
Definitely on your side.
At 6:43, 8:41 in the morning, Sherry Palmer is trying to convince David Palmer, like, let's not be so honest. Maybe let's blackmail the reporter.
I was like, that's very presidential. Good work.
And David's like, I can't do this. And Sherry Palmer's like, you have to, David. It's our family. And David's like, I don't know. Not so interested in the blackmail, but you seem to be pretty into it. I kind of want to do the right thing here. Screw the right thing, David. Rick is leaving Kim Bauer behind. It's definitely been longer than 4 minutes at this point. And Silas Weir Mitchell's like, hey, that seemed fun. And Rick's like, yeah, it was okay. He's like, I want to try. And it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, let's thwart any sort of like sexual assault.
Let's not do this. I should give a warning. This is not the end of this storyline.
Oh, really?
I want to give that warning. This is not the end of this storyline. It's not great.
Well, crap.
Put a pin in it. We will revisit it, unfortunately. Okay, so he's like going to cause a distraction. He and Kim are going to go running. They're going to find like this weak point in the perimeter. Rick has finally been convinced to leave. They are going to go. CTU agents, in deep quotes, come to Terry Bauer and untie, quote unquote, Alan York, and they, quote unquote, subdue Terry Bauer, except it's not in quotes they subdue Terry Bauer. They're not CTU agents. She's being kidnapped. They put
Which
a bag
was
over
a real
head.
Turn.
And we come.
I got upset.
We come to find out. Yeah, Emily, like, first of all, you were like, yes, Terry, when she knocked out Alan. And then you're like, Terry, no. oh, but like not like in the I'm mad at you, Terry, but more in the like, oh no, Terry.
Yeah.
You were upset. You were worried for Terry.
I felt bad.
She gets captured, and then we find
how will she ever trust again?
It's gonna be hard. We cut to back at CTU, Jamie crossing off the address. Jamie appears to be on the side of the anaconda snake family. It appears that Jamie's no good.
Not good.
You were scandalized by this.
I was.
We've been talking about a mole, right? That's what Richard Walsh said. There's a mole.
It's not good that a mole is working on all of this stuff.
And she's like got her hands on absolutely everything. So it is. It is
interesting
news.
That they took her off of the project and made Milo the person.
Right.
Back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah.
Like 2 episodes ago.
Right. So we'll see how that all shakes out. She just like report back to Tony. Tony's like, give me the footage of Jack and Nina's office, okay? And she's like, I don't want to do that. She's like, I'm in charge here, and everybody's acting absolutely nuts. So somebody, including Milo, who spilled his nuts. He knocked his nuts on his skateboard. I don't know if you saw that. I need the footage, all right? So she's like, okay, Tony, can you speak up a little bit? No.
Tony Almeida impression is so good.
Emily, you were like, everybody's gaslighting Tony Almeida is what
it's
you
true.
Said. And I was like, Emily, I think this is where you may take the turn with Tony. This dude's just trying to do his job.
Yeah.
And everybody else is acting up a fool. And Tony's just like, could somebody tell me what's going on here? Please. I'm really trying to do the good thing here. Everybody keeps freaking out. And so Jack's with Nina. They almost get into a car accident because she's like, Jack, how could you? To think I ever trusted you, Jack. And Jack's just like dealing with that in one ear, Gaines at the other, being like, Jack, shut her up. And then they almost get into a car accident. Gaines like, watch the road.
We need you alive.
We need you alive. At 6:54, they roll up to what appears to be like an oil rig.
Yeah.
Emily Fox says, this is never good. You never want to show up to an oil rig.
Nothing good happens
bad
here.
Bad things happen here. And Jack's like, all right, well, what do you want me to do here with Nina? And Gaines like, I want you to shoot her.
Kill her.
Kill her. It's her or your daughter, Jack. And so, he takes her, outside.
You're getting really solemn right now. Are you okay?
This is a very sad part. He takes her outside. She pulls the gun on her.
Yeah, she's like, protesting. She's trying to get him.
If you're going to shoot me, you got to shoot me in the face.
And he's like, no. Why do you think I put this protective jacket on you, Nina, you idiot?
Yeah. He shoots her, and then she falls down the cliff. And Emily, like, you're still at this point as we're watching. Like, you're kind of talking through this moment. You're not having, like, the big reaction. But then the camera pans down, and Nina's just, like, crumpled at the bottom of, like, the hill.
Like a
suit.
And
you're like, wait, did he shoot her, actually? And I'm like, and I was like, I don't know. And you're like, wait, did he kill her? Is she dead? I'm like, I don't know. Watch the show. And then I transcribed this next part from Emily.
Okay.
Well, he made her put that coat on. Did that coat have bulletproof protection? And I laughed really hard as I said, bulletproof protection back at you. And you said, I'm not willing to believe Nina is dead.
Yeah.
Are you writing that down? And then at 6:57, Kim is just about to escape, but she sees Terry Bauer.
Being brought in by the henchmen, by the goons.
I can't leave her. And Rick goes, you idiot. We were about to leave. We could have called.
Yeah.
But it's too late because she's like dilly-dally, shilly-shallied, and she now can't leave. So she and Rick are stuck here. And so we'll see how that shakes out as soon as next week, I believe.
Yeah.
But the episode ends.
No.
With Tony Almeida. All right, let me watch these tapes, huh? Okay. Oh my God, Jack, you son of a bitch, is what he says.
Mm-hmm.
As he's watching Jack and Nina scuffle in the office, and then he leans in a little bit and he goes, why did he put on a flak jacket? Why did he give her a flak jacket? And then we cut back to Nina standing up. She was indeed wearing a jacket that had bulletproof protection.
And she shakes it off a little bit.
Yeah, and then
stands
she
up,
walks
puts
away.
Her one shoe on that she lost in the fall.
And Emily goes, yes, I knew it.
I did.
And that was the end of this week's 24. Letter grade, Emily Fox.
I would give this a solid A.
Wow. Strong grades for 24 season one.
Yeah, they're going to make the Dean's List.
Thus far. Yeah, for sure. At this point.
Yeah.
Not. I don't think it's a perfect 4.0, but it's got to be pretty high up. really, really good. We got a tiny bit of time to spare right now. This is a good reminder that next week, episode 8, we are going to do a longer episode of Worst Day Ever. If you've got feedback, now's the time to send it in.
Mm-hmm.
Josh@postshowrecaps.com. You can also talk to us in the Post Show Recaps patron Discord, which you're either already a member of because you're so cool, you're ahead of the curve, or you want to get in on it now and you want to be really, really cool and hang out with me and Fox and the rest of the incredible Post Show Recaps patron community. Sign up, patreon.com/postshowrecaps. We'd love to have you. We'd love to get to know you.
Yeah.
Those are the ways to talk 24 with us. Emily, what's up? We've got like about a minute left.
I pushed
I
you
wrap
that
this
hard.
Up. Yeah.
Wow.
We've got a little bit of time. Jamie has been revealed.
Yeah.
Are you not happy about this?
No, it makes sense.
It makes sense. This tracks.
Yeah, they didn't let her play too significant of a role here and there.
Yeah.
I could see why she would turn.
Yeah.
Because she would be like, you know what? No one respects me here. I do all this work and no one ever puts me on these projects.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's going to have a thing or two to say in the not too distant future. We're going to find
that.
Out what happens to Nina now that she's free from Jack. What's going to happen at this breakfast? It's looming. It's coming really soon, this presidential breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So many things are about to collide. We're really in the thick of it now here on 24 Worst Day Ever. We'll be back next week with that extra long podcast. By extra long, I mean it could be 30 minutes. Who knows? We'll see. It'll be longer than this one. That's for sure. Emily Fox, that's it.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Bye.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Now open at Cosi. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. This epic exhibit features over 200 authentic artifacts recovered from the ocean floor. Discover poignant passenger and crew accounts and majestic recreated interiors, including the iconic Titanic Grand Staircase. Tickets for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition are on sale now. Book your voyage at cosi.org.